Hello. My name is Tam, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
That would be me, Helen Brower.
How may I assist you today?
I was trying to recertify for this week, but it keeps prompting me to come to this number.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have the social, please?
252-416-9953.
Verify your name, please.
Helen Brower.
Your date of birth.
326-79.
Mother's maiden name.
Waters.
And your resident address, please.
I think I put her address on there, and it's going to be 503 Packer Avenue.
What city and state, please?
Oh, Andalusia, Alabama, 36420.
The employer that you're filing for, please.
Harbor Freight Tools.
Okay, so did when you filed, ma'am, let me see. I'm going to look on here and see. Okay, so you're filing for a weekly, you said?
Yes. I was supposed to do the certification yesterday, but it keeps prompting me to come to you. Because whenever I first did it, I had received my last check, and I put that in there, that I received my last check, and it's saying that because of what I put in there, it's causing me to be ineligible, and I have to call you.
Yeah, because you're trying to file your weekly certification, correct?
Correct.
Okay, let's see. Let's see
and I
if
haven't
it's
received
gonna...
anything last week.
Okay, we're going to try and please initiate the first. Okay, we're going to do this weekly certification and see, and then you can, because are you due to go back to work, ma'am?
I am not. However, I
okay.
did get into a school for truck driving.
Okay. So we're going to try this. Please, you understand that making false statements on the certification is under the penalty, so you do understand that, correct?
I do, yes.
Okay. You understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud?
Yes.
And you understand that fraud is a punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years?
Yes.
In prison. Okay. Wait a minute. We just going to make sure we do. Okay. Were you paid or will you be paid any wages for this week for any unemployment, which will be 6/30/2024 to 7/6/2024?
No.
Okay. Did you receive holiday pay?
No.
Did you receive vacation pay?
No.
Did you receive sick pay?
No.
Did you receive compensation for an on-the-job injury, or did you receive, or did you become eligible for a retirement pension or a pension amount changed?
No.
Okay. Were you physically and mentally able to work the week of 6/30 to 7/6?
Yes.
Were you available for work?
Yes.
Okay. Did you begin attending school or a training program for the benefit week of 6/30, 7/6? Because this is the week that is telling you to get in touch with us, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So were you...
Here's the thing. I've been accepted into the school, but I have not started. I don't start until next week.
Okay. So you did not begin, did you begin attending school or training program? No. Because you have not been right. You have not started yet. Did you become self-employed or return to your normal self-employment activities?
No.
Okay. Did you refuse an offer of work on a referral to a job?
No.
Did you quit a job were you discharged from a job other than the job previously reported on your unemployment claim?
No.
Okay. Were you seeking full-time work as instructed by the claims office?
Was I seeking it? Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, did you do your contacts? You know you have to do work contacts. So did you do those work search
I
contacts?
did. I
Okay,
did.
so
That's how I got on.
So this is what we have to do again today. What was your contact employer name?
I know I did Swift the week before. I did Roadmaster, but I also followed back up with them.
Okay, wait, because we got to do it as if you I'm filling it out. What you said, Roadmaster?
Yes, I had to follow up with them.
Okay, what city and state was that in, ma'am?
That should be the ones that I contacted was in Atlanta, Georgia, but they were
Okay.
supposed to
All
been
we're doing is
Birmingham to
your work
contact
search
me.
contacts. We're doing
Okay.
your claim, so we're doing the work search contacts. So the first
Okay.
contact was employee name was Roadmaster. What city was this in state?
It was Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, hold on. Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. And what was that date of that contact, ma'am? I need a month, day, and a year.
That was Wednesday of last week.
June.
Let me see if I can find the date.
Because I'm gonna need Jay. You need dates from 6:30 to 7:06.
So that would have been
So last Wednesday was the 26th
the
of
third.
June. The 26th
Was it?
of June. No, last
It was
Wednesday would have been the 3rd of
the
July.
third. Yes.
7/3/2024. And what was your method of contact? Online, in person, telephone, or fax?
Online and telephone call.
And the results, application submitted, awaiting response. You're waiting for a response.
Correct.
Okay, what is your second contact? I need another contact. You know, you have to have three per call in.
The Pam Transportation, that's the
Who?
second one.
Who, ma'am?
Pam?
PAM.
Yes.
Pam Trans. For.
Transportation, yes.
Okay, Pam Transportation. What city and state, please?
That would be Summerdale, Alabama.
Summerdale.
Yes.
Hold on, Alabama. And what date was that? Month, day, and year.
I talked to them just Friday, so let me get the date. That would have been the 5th.
Of July.
Yes.
And what was your method of contact? You talked to them by telephone, in person, online, or fax?
Telephone.
And the result, application
Awaiting
submitted,
response.
awaiting response. Okay. And your third one, what would be the third employer contact?
I attempted to call Swift.
Swift.
And that was, yes, Swift.
SWIFT, Swift, what, okay. Swift, and what city and state is this, ma'am?
I'm not exactly which city and state. It never showed online, and it always gave me a 1-800, so I don't know what city and state.
Oh, God, because we're going to have that on here.
Let me see if I can find it online. But like I said, it never gave me
And
city
what
and
date of
state.
contact was that?
That was Tuesday, the 2nd.
July the 2nd.
Yeah.
And you talk, what'd you say, online? You did that online?
I did it online the week before, but I called last week, so it was by phone call.
You're waiting a response, and I need the city and state. That's it.
Okay, it's saying that the headquarters is out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Could you please spell that?
P, as in Paul, H-O-E-N-I-X.
P-H-O-E-N-I-X.
Yes.
In Arizona?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Got that. Okay. And your most current, do you have an email address you want on file?
It's the G-A Peach, Georgia Peach.
G.
A.
Mm-hmm.
P-E-A-C-H.
P-E-A-C-H.
Underscore 79.
Uh-huh.
2001.
Mm-hmm.
At yahoo.com.
G A Peach underscore 792001 at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Your most current phone number?
423-552-7632.
Okay. And all the answers you say, you are certifying that all your answers are true and accurate?
Yes.
Helen Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R.
No, ma'am, B-R-O-W-E-R.
B-R-O-W-E-R, okay. So that could be one of the reasons. So I need to go in and go in to do your ID, wait, 16753. That might be one of the reasons, ma'am. And your claim,
okay.
Your name is not correct. H-E-L-E-N. And your name is, spell it again, please.
B-R-O-W-E-R.
B-R-O-W-E-R.
Correct.
Okay. C-L-A-M-I. Last name. Name is... B-R-O-W-E-R, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I sent that email. They will have that corrected for you, okay? So,
awesome, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, your transaction number is going to be 489. I need you to... write that down because they may ask for it again when you're doing your weekly certifications. But I did send an email to let them know to correct that for you. Your last name.
Okay. What is that number again?
It's a transaction number proving that we did file a claim today. And it's 489-865-605.
Okay.
605.
So let me make sure I have that right. It's going to be 489-8865-605.
No, ma'am. It's 489-865-605.
Okay. 489-865-605.
Correct. I sent the email to correct your last name. That is probably why the reason of you having difficulty with filing your weekly certifications. So that should be corrected. So you can go ahead and continue filing, and it should show where you put the correct name in, your correct name. And that's what we got it, because on here we have Helen Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R, when it should be B-R-O-W-E-R, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I've already sent the email and they will get that situated. So by the time you get ready to file again Sunday, which will be the 14th, it should be corrected for you.
Now, just out of curiosity, since I'm starting school next week, do I still have to search jobs and put that in?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Since you're already going to start school, no, you don't.
Okay, now the thing is I'm not going to be paid during the schooling. Is that going to be a problem with my
You file. You just
employment.
continue filing your claims.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. You continue
All
filing.
right, then.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am.
All right, that is all I needed tonight. So I do appreciate everything.
You're very, very welcome, and I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.